Hi guys, welcome to Ministry Guys. My name is Adetayo and thank you for joining me. Today we'll be talking about how you can fully step into your calling. You know, we had an episode here and it's all about how to discover your calling. And if some of you went through all the questions and believes God that you have come to that point where you know what your calling is all about. Now, today we are talking about how you can fully step into your calling without any procrastination or anything holding you back, without any hindrances. God wants you to fully step into what God has called you to do. God has called you for this time and for this purpose, and I believe it's time for you to fully step into your calling. There's no better time to start living your life because, you know, when you are on the path of fulfilling the task and the assignment that God is giving you, that is when you are living. In fact, let me tell you, if you don't step into what God has called you to do, you might live a fulfilled life. But if you take a bold of faith and fully step into what God has called you, it will help you a lot, all right? A single decision made years back is as a result of where you are today. A single step you took years back is as a result of where you are today. Without taking the necessary step or action, you might be stranded and be most dissatisfied in life. Nothing is achievable until you fully step in. And today I'll be talking about some of the misconceptions that people have about stepping into their calling. One of the things that actually been an hindrance is one of the lies of the devil that has kept people away from fully or boldly stepping into what God has called them. Jesus says in the book of John chapter 9, verse 4, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. So if we must do anything for the glory of God in our church, in our community, in our nation, it must be now. There's no better time. This is the right time for you to fully step into that. And let me share with you some of the misconceptions that people have about them fully stepping into their calling. Number one is, I'm too old to step into my calling. Maybe I've wasted my time. That is the lie of the devil. You are never too old to step into what God has called you. In fact, God is always on time. God is a timeless timing God. He's a timeless God. In other words, he's not controlled by time, and yet he always appears on time. So he is a timeless timing God. He comes at the right time, and it's never too late for you to step into your calling. You are never too old. God talks about how he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and the young men will prophesy and the old men will dream. So there is still a provision being made available for those who are of age, who are older. So you are never too old to step into the calling that God has called you. So you are never too old. Number two is, I'm too young. A lot of people feel like they are too young. And many years back, I know some of my friends, they told me, they said, well, we are too young to, you know, to be doing the work of the ministry now. So we want to enjoy ourselves. Allow us to enjoy ourselves. When we are older, then we can decide to serve God and, you know, use our talent for him. But for now, we just want to enjoy ourselves. That's a very wrong idea or wrong mentality. This is a time you have strength to serve God. In fact, the Bible says that the glory of the youth is in their strength. The glory of the youth is in their strength. So God delighted in your strength. He wants to use you when you have strength, not when you have wasted your strength in the things of this world, and then you want to say, God, take me now. Well, he will, but you have to do things when God wants you to do it. So, when you say you're too young, God doesn't understand that part. You're never too young. And Samuel was not too young, you know, to be a prophet. David was not too young to be anointed as a king. He was never too young. He was just a boy in the backside of life in the bush, taking care of sheep. But God called him, you know, and he answered that call. And from that age, God was using him. God was moving him. People started loving him. People started liking him, you know. And you are not too young for God to use you. Number three is this, marital status. Many people want to get married. Many people want to have money. They want to be wealthy. They want to be rich. They want to be in a good position before they can answer the call of God for their life. The Bible says that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. That is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So don't seek marriage first. I mean, if you're married, that's good. But don't wait for marriage before you step into what God has called you into. Don't wait for you to have all the money, you know. Just as most of all will say, you know, you don't want to rely on anybody. You want to make your own money and be able to sustain yourself in the ministry. Well, the truth is that's a spirit of fear, because when God called you, he will provide for you. All right. So, yeah, take that thought away and throw it aside. That is not a thought from God. That is not the mindset of Christ. Bible says that God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply our needs. So in other words, when God called you, God will supply your needs. So if you are not married, praise God. He wants to use you as you're single. If you don't have money yet, you don't have all it takes, don't worry, God will provide. And maybe you're waiting to be in a position. No, you don't need all that yet. Just fully step into what God has called you, and he will supply you whatever you need. Many years back, you know, I was in this position. I wanted to get married, you know. I wanted to have my own money. I started business. I started so many things, but it didn't work out until I decided, I say, you know what? The devil just wants to keep me out, and I'm not yet to be kicked out. So I stayed in, I step in, I fully step in, I give myself to it, and praise God for what he's doing. I will encourage you to fully step into what God has called you, no matter your marital status, your position, or, you know, your financial level. God will supply your needs. All right, number four is leadership position. You know, people feel like they need to be in a leadership position before they can answer the call of God for their life. You know, when it comes to the call of God, it's not about you being in a position. It's actually about you serving. You being a servant, to serve people. Just as a pastor is serving his congregation, any other pastors that is behaving as if is the God, that is not someone that God really called. Because if you are called, you will have the heart to serve. Jesus came to serve and not to be served. Well, that is what he said. In the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 to 28, Matthew 20, 25 to 28. Let's see what Jesus said. But Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be the first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Jesus didn't come in to seek position. He came to serve, and he served us well. Not only that he served, he died for us. So we are called to the ministry of serving, this ministry of being a servant. So you don't need to be in a leadership position before you can answer the call of God for your life. Number five is, you might say your education level is really low. You know, you're not intelligent and smart enough because you feel like people that God used, they are very smart. And well, the truth about it, God doesn't call the smart people. He doesn't call only the smart people. He called everyone that he wants to call. You know, when God called you, God empowered you. That is just the basic. To him, he called, he empowered. So whether you have the education or not, it doesn't matter. In fact, the Bible says that the disciples of Jesus Christ, when they heard the way they were talking, they know that these men were uneducated men, but they discovered that the words that was coming out of their mouth, there were people who have spent time with Jesus. So it's not about what you have, it's about who you associate with. When you follow the call of God for your life, you spend your time with God, God knows how to empower you. He will give you the right mind. He will give you the knowledge you need. He will give you the understanding you need. He will give him the wisdom you need. If you're just spending your time with the Lord, you're having communion with him, you're having a fellowship with the Lord, just like every child of God should do, it will empower you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, 29. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty, and base the things of this world and things which are despised as God chosen. Yea, things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glorify in his presence. So what he's saying is, God doesn't just call all the smart people and intelligent people and powerful people in this world. He called people who are being rejected, neglected, despised. People who are being called down. People who feel like they are not good enough. Just like Moses. Moses says he's not good enough. He doesn't have the boldness. He's a stammerer. He doesn't have the skill. He doesn't have anything. He can't stand it before Pharaoh. Those are the people that God called. People that feel like they own the world, God doesn't call those people. Arrogant people doesn't call them. God calls the humble heart. God likes humble heart. God is calling humble heart. All right? So Bible says that things that we think as, wow, these are the people that God called. No. God called the foolish things of this world and he make them wise. All right, let me read another Bible verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 30. And so those whom God has set apart, he called. And those he called, he put right with himself, and he shared his glory with them. So when God called you, he set you apart. When God called you, he called you to himself. He doesn't call you because of your qualification. He called you because he knew you have an assignment to carry. All right? So these are the misconceptions that people have about calling. These are the wrong ideas and wrong mentality that people have about calling. They feel like they need to get their act together. You know, they need to have the money. They need to be married. You know, they need to be in a leadership position. They need to have good education. They need to have good certificate. They need to go to, you know, seminary. They need to go to Bible school. Doing all those things is good, but you know, God doesn't look at that. God called you for a purpose. He called you to himself for his glory, for his plan, and he knows how to empower you. So don't ever let those things stop you from stepping into what God has called you to do. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines stepping as getting involved in something, to intervene, to intercede, to become, to get involved, to act, to take action. So today, I'm employing you. I am encouraging you to take bold step of faith into what God has called you. And how can you step into what God has called you? Number one step is this. Every calling starts from the church of God. No matter what you are called to do, start from the church of God. Maybe you need to join the worship team, the welcome team. Whatever your calling is, You know what? Just start from the church of God. There are so many dancers in this world now. They start from the church. Many singers and many musicians started from the church. Many comedians started from the church. Whatever you want to do, you start from the house of God. You serve in the house of God. And that is how you develop your calling. That is how you can fully step into what God has called you. Because when you are serving, you are learning along the process. You are becoming tough along the process. You are becoming smart along the process. So find a local church to serve. Be part of a local church. Be part of a family of God. There is no calling that will separate you from the body of Christ. There is no calling that will separate you from a church. No, you can say, well, I was called to do this, so I'm not going to go to church anymore. I just want to do online ministry. I just want to attend online church. And because of that, I'm not going to be part of a local church. No, that's not right. You need to be part of a local church, start from a local church, serve in a local church, and that is how you can fully realize what God has placed on your life, because other people will be blessed by your gift. Another one is you can serve a man of God, just like Elijah, Timothy served Paul. You can serve a man of God. Just as Joshua served Moses, you can serve a man of God. But when you do it, let it come from the heart of the love that you have for God, not from the heart of what you will get from God, but from the heart of which you love the Lord and you want to honor the Lord. All right? And number four is be available. Be available. God only uses people who are available. If you are not available, he cannot use you. You need to make yourself available. And that's gone with making some sacrifice left and right and doing things, you know, that normally that you wouldn't do, things that would take you out of your comfort zone. This is how you can fully step into what God has called you. Never allow any wrong thought or mentality or ideology hinder you from fully taking action or intervening or doing things that God has called you to do. This is your assignment on it. This is your task on it. Don't forget, your calling is your what? What are you called to? And it must be a blessing to the body of Christ. So if it's a blessing to the body of Christ, then you must serve in a church in order for you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So whatever you do today, remember, God loves you. He cares about you. He will empower you. He will strengthen you. All you just need to say is, yes, Lord, I'm ready, and take action. Take a bold of faith. Take a step of faith. Serve in your local church. Be part of the church family. You know, use your gifts and talent in the house of the Lord and watch God doing amazing things in your life. That is what I have for you today. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Aditya Adebowale. If this video has been a blessing to you, please kindly share it to people that need it most. And also, you know, comment and like and send us your questions. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, our channel, so that you can get notification when we release video. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel also. We love you and thank you so much for, you know, taking your time to listen to this. I believe it has been a blessing to you. And also thank you for taking the matter of calling serious and taking it to the heart. God wants you to live your life fullest, fullest. That is the plan of God for your life. I love you so much. May God bless you. Bye.